So it was 2001, and I had just graduated from Ithaca College. I had a beautiful, shiny degree, and I decided to move to Washington, D.C., to join a bunch of my friends in a beautiful group home, and everything was going right as planned. I had a job interview with the National Distilled Spirit Council, who basically represented all hard alcohol, and I had a second interview with them over a fancy DC lunch. And I got my first day. And I go on my first day, and it's a great day. There's like an actual water cooler where people are talking about Survivor, and it was just as I had always like imagined that this could be. And I got called into the office at the end of the day. I thought to sign papers. They had a huge budget cut, and since I wasn't hired yet, I was the first one to be let go. So I was just kind of left without anything. And right after this was 9/11, and amongst like many more important subplots, the DC job market disappeared. So I am interviewing for jobs against people with 5 years Capitol Hill experience for jobs that I really didn't even want. And it was, it was kind of a tricky time because I, was having this great social life. I was meeting all these wonderful people in DC who were like fighting to do all these amazing things, whether it was for physician assistants or dolphins or whatever it was. Everyone was like working towards something amazing because that's what DC is when you graduate college. And I had nothing. So I printed off my resume, and it was a short resume. And I went basically door to door, and I went to Metro Center, which at the time was this kind of like gritty heart of Center City, DC, and there was a Tower Records there, and I gave them my resume, and then right next door to it was this like beautiful glass storefront with like a life-size replica of Bruce Lee with the nunchucks, and of course I went in, and it's rows and rows of Kung Fu movies in there, and I say, I go to the proprietor, a guy named Victor, and I say, are you hiring? He says, no. We get to talking a little bit, and he's this Russian Israeli, and my dad's an Israeli. So then he's like, okay, you can work here. I think it was, $8 an hour under the table. Not the dream job, but I was happy and watching a lot of Kung Fu movies and, learning the about Kung Fu movies and stealing images from different websites to put on our website. It wasn't a terrible way to spend time. One day I went in to the shop, and Victor, he goes, we have a big problem. There's a rat in the basement. I was like, okay, let's look up exterminators. I didn't know how to handle this, but I'm going to figure it out for him. And then he reaches under the counter and pulls out a samurai sword. And I've been watching a lot of Kung Fu movies at this time, and I just felt like this was my opportunity. I'm feeling really, really good about this. So I take this sword, and I make my way into the basement, and the shop is lined with these like really long light fluorescent bulbs, and instead of like properly disposing of them, he would just throw them in the basement. So it's all covered in glass. And there was, like a one flickering bulb in the center, like hanging bare. And I make my way down the stairs, and I see this rat. And I should mention that it was next door to a Popeye's chicken as well. So it was Tower Us Popeye's chicken. And this rat, it was the size of a cat. And it didn't like scamper or scurry. It moved up and down like a wave. And it's kind of moving around, and I see it. And I'm like, I'm going to make my approach. So I'm looking it in the eyes. It's moving around. And I'm like, whoosh, when the glass is crunching beneath my feet. Like, it's getting dark and light from the flickering bulb. I finally get within striking distance. And I look it in the eyes, and its beady little eyes are staring at me. And I unsheathe this sword. And it sees me, and it knows what's going to happen. And it tries to move, but its chubby little body just couldn't move fast enough. And I just swipe down, and I cut it in half. I hear this like death cry from it, and I pull up the sword and it's dripping blood. And I sheath it back in. And I know this isn't like the top like bullet point on the resume, but it felt like I had accomplished something at a job. And it was like the first time in my professional career that it happened. So I go up and I see Victor there. And I make this big presentation, I bow down, and I hand him the sword, and he hands me a trash bag. He's like, well, now you gotta clean it up. I said, no, I'm not cleaning it up, Vic. You got someone else to clean it. And, I wasn't there much longer after that. I ended up moving to Northern California, and I got that dream office job, and I just hated it. And I've been avoiding these office jobs my whole life because I'm not very good at them. And, now I would say that I live my dream life. And I get to, work with my beautiful wife and make ice cream for a living. And I have two beautiful kids, and I live in this amazing city of ours. And I always try to think back to that time and every single other crazy job I had that kind of has led me to this dream life of mine. And I just feel like it's such an incredible journey, and I'm so thrilled to be here.